Jake Holmes pre-game interview.
Talking about who's on the other end of the phone, we're actually lucky enough to have, thanks to Harmac Holmes, Geelong development coach Sean Grigg, who's waiting patiently somewhere, donning the pink, no doubt, ahead of his running role this evening. Griggy, Kingy, Benny Cass, Neildy and Pete Ryan from The Age talking to you from up in the EJ Witten Memorial Broadcasting Box. Have you donned the pink yet?
Yes, I have. I'll half the pink, boys. Thanks for having me on. Go out there with a bit of a warm-up with Sammy Menegola. He likes to get out there early, and it's a good little warm-up for me too.
I was going to say, do you get your hands on the footy and think, gee, I could still do this?
Oh, for a couple of kicks, and then you puff out pretty quick, and I'm glad I'm not playing anymore. I get a close-up view of it when I'm out there running, and the boys are pretty fast and powerful, so I'm pretty happy I'm on the other side.
Do you put your own spin on the messages, Griggy? Like, you know, the coach comes down, or one of the line coaches gives you the message and go, oh, maybe I could deliver this a little bit more succinctly or with a little bit more colour than what was provided?
I'll say no, just because if it gets back to the coaches, then I'll be in some strife.
Okay, that's fair enough. Some decisions with selection this week. Quinton Narkle finds himself out of the 22, but playing as the Medi sub. But can you just give us a bit of an insight into the decision behind the coaching staff to squeeze him out and start him off the bench tonight?
Yeah, it's a really tough team to one get in and then stay in the team with, you know, the quality of players that have been banging on the door all year. You know, we see Max Holmes come back in. Jordan Clark's been out for a fair while now, and he's been playing some really good footy. So, you know, Brandon Parfitt will play a bit more midfield time this week. So he played a bit forward last week. So we want to get Parf up around the ball with his harassing of the opposition, his tackle pressure. I think that's a real asset for him and us.
Okay. If it had been a final tonight, could have Atkins, Henderson and O'Connor all played?
Well, it'd be probably touch and go. Maybe they might have speeded up there. Their rehab, you know, a week or two ago, if that was the case, but they've been pretty conservative with those guys as they're all important players for us. So this time of year, we want to get our best team together and we want to start playing our best footy leading into finals, but there's sort of a no-risk policy with those guys.
Sean, surely you miss playing in the ruck.
Absolutely. Ruck was always good fun.
Still
a little bit of ruck coaching now too.
Do you? Oh, Rogers, Marley and Pickett ever ring you ask for some tips? Because he gets thrown in the ruck there at the Tigers every now and then.
Yeah, he did when he first started, but it's good fun now seeing a few undersized ruckmen get around. You know, Silvani from the Blues is doing a good job as well, but I tell you what, it wasn't much fun coming up against the real monsters boys. You'd have, you know, Matt Newey, Gorn, Grundy, those types. There's not much you can do against those guys.
Yeah, I can't imagine it would have been fun. Can you tell us a little bit about Nathan Kruger? Not so much his footy, but just his personality. Cat fans probably don't know a whole lot about him. I thought he certainly played well last week, played his role, didn't look out of place. What's he like as a kid?
Yeah, he's a very up and about character. He's got some great energy. Because there's no crowd here, you'll probably be able to hear him from up behind the box. He's quite loud and gets around his teammates. And his partner, Tess, was just missed out on the Olympic team as well. She's a runner, so she keeps him honest. And he's a great kid, and he's been playing well in the VFL. It was, you know, great to see him get his chance and play well amongst those senior backline group. I think that helps with the young guys coming in, especially in the backline. They're pretty seasoned back there, so they help out a lot.
I was going to ask you, I mean, obviously you played with a really seasoned group at Richmond, and it probably helps that those guys and having those guys around, and the fact that the club is playing well, there's some confidence. He comes in and doesn't have to do anything extraordinary, just do his little bit when he's asked to. It probably makes it a lot simpler for a young player.
Yeah, it does, and you know, they're just asked what they have to do, what they do in VFL. They're not asked to do anything different. You know, we run a great program. Shane O'Bree, you know, is the head coach, and the guys are well equipped and they know what to do when they get to the next level. You know, albeit it's a lot quicker and, you know, it's obviously a step up, but the roles pretty much stay the same. So, you know, it's a real blessing that our VFL is playing really well, and the guys that have come up, you know, Zach Guthrie played really well last week, so gives good confidence to those other guys that, you know, when they get their opportunity, they're ready.
For Harmac Holmes, speaking with Geelong development coach Sean Grigg, here's Mark Neild on K-Rock Footy.
Sean, good luck tonight. Mate, looking at the GWS side, they've made 8 changes. How difficult was it to give the players, your players, any information on them, or didn't you even worry too much about it?
Oh, no, you know, we certainly did, Neildy. You know, they've got some young, exciting players, you know, coming into the team, and, you know, those teams are really dangerous. You know, the young players really give you a boost. You know, we've seen it. We've brought in a few guys, and they really lift the energy, and You know, they're not afraid to make mistakes. So, you know, GWS, you know, they're going to come out and really challenge us. So we've spoken about really being on at the start and making it a real contest and hopefully wearing the young GWS team down.
Mate, another thing that you spoke about, and fairly obvious, like we're only 3 weeks out from finals and you're looking at settling down your best 22 and running with it. So we've had a lot of the callers, and they tweet mostly in these days, and they're talking about this three-week block. It's going to be a great warm-up for finals. We'll get everybody cherry ripe. We'll get the team right, and then we're good to go. How do you deal with that internally when you've got players such as Narkle, who was out but he's now the medi sub, and you've got other players on the periphery? What strategies does the club have in place to make sure the players have firmly got their eyes on tonight and we'll worry about next week?
Well, yeah, as you see, we've had our lineup hasn't really been settled. Yeah, we've had guys come in and out, and that provides great opportunity for those guys. And those guys want to be around playing in those big games when it matters. So all the guys coming in, they know exactly what their role is. They know how to execute it. They've got to go out there and do it and put their best foot forward and, you know, play the Geelong way and play our system. And generally, when we play like that all together, we're hard to beat. So a lot of it is focused, on how we play and how we're going, you know, with an eye on obviously stopping GWS, a couple of main strengths.
Sean, Peter Ryan here. Good luck tonight. You've been at the pointy end of the season, both at Richmond and Geelong, for the last 6 years. How's this year different, and how's the vibe going, given all the uncertainty about where you play and no crowds and all those things?
It's gone really quick, to be honest, Pete. The season's flown by for us, it seems, but it's really exciting to be, you know, at the business end again. You know, that's why you play footy and it ramps up again. But we've shown over the last 18 months that we can adapt really well and play well under, you know, what people would think are difficult circumstances. But we've made it work for us and we've performed strongly in a range of different, you know, venues and grounds and travel conditions. So, you know, we're pretty confident whatever gets thrown at us, we'll be able to handle.
Absolutely. And Jeremy Cameron, obviously, there's hope that he'll be back next week. Do you think that's the case? And how many games does he need to get back in, or is he just go back in when he's ready?
All things going well. I think he'll be pushing to be available next week. He's trained really strongly the last couple of weeks, and they've had a really, really conservative plan of getting him strong and fit. And, you know, watching him last week, he was zipping around the track and buzzing around, so... hopefully all things going well, he'll be able to suit up next week.
And Mitch Duncan, similar question, Sean.
Yeah, Mitch is progressing really well from his knee. It's probably not going to be as quick as Jezza. He probably won't be up for a selection next week, I don't think, but stranger things have happened. But yeah, he's progressing really well. Obviously a really important player for us, so you know, hopefully he can get back and make an impact for us.
Griggy, can you give us some words on Cam Guthrie playing game 200, but also Reece Stanley playing his 100th for the club?
Yeah, oh, Guth's so important for us. You know, his pressure and his quick feet. We saw his highlights, you know, his videotape to the boys yesterday, and he's got electric feet. So he really sets a tone for us, you know, in and around the contest with putting pressure on and getting through the front and breaking tackles of the opposition. And Reece's come back into the team and played really well for us, you know, the last 4 or 5 weeks. Him and Asava, you know, battled it out for that ruck position there, and Reece worked really hard on his game in the VFL, and he's been really important for us. So we're looking forward to him continuing that form.
And Sean, can you give us some words on Andrew Mackey? I saw him as we came in, and he was just chirping away. Does he go to all sort of high level meetings just with those shorts on, or does he sort of ever pop on a pair of long pants?
He's usually dressed up to the nines. If anyone out there knows him really well, he's usually got the shirt tucked in and the pants on and the RM Williams boots on and the hair done. He's an impressive figure. Mac is usually swanning.
Looks like
I reckon Mac's grabbed the phone off him.
So somebody forgot to put the coins in the slot.
I did see Andrew Mackey as I was coming in. He was just exactly the same as he's been his entire career. He was just chirping away and smiling and just sort of giving you a bit of stick about all sorts of things of football. And I said, oh, the club's obviously in really good hands now. And he goes, everything's in here. And he was pointing to his brain. I thought, goodness me, you're in a lot of trouble.
Oh, so it looks like we've just lost. Oh, Griggy, you there? We lost you.
Yeah, I'm here. No, I'm here.
I thought Mac might have grabbed the phone off you.
Hey, Griggy, what would you do if that happened with Chris Scott? Did you just drop the phone or?
No, if Mac got the phone off me, I wouldn't be able to get it back. He'd be on air for another half an hour talking about himself.
That's true.
It wouldn't surprise me.
Greggy, is Scala giving you anything silly to say about St. Joseph's or me or anything like that, like he usually does?
He gave me a few things, but he's just adamant that you should be in that team of the century team. although he does think you'd enjoy a weekend here or there with no footy on, sitting in front of the TV watching the races with a cold beer.
He knows me well, does Matthew. No, that's good. Looking forward to tomorrow, actually. Races everywhere. Hey, Griggy, we always appreciate you having a chat. Love you coming on before you don the pink, and make sure those messages get out in good and proper time tonight.
Will do. Thanks. Cheers, boys.
Sean Greg joining us there down for Harmac Homes. Now, Harmac Homes are passionate about understanding your new home dreams, sorry, Benny, and are dedicated to exceeding expectations every single day. Your dream, our commitment. It's the Harmac way, and what others call upgrades, they call standard. $40,000 of added value at no extra cost. That is the Harmac way.
The Harmac Homes pre-game interview.